The Beijing Winter Olympics opened last week. The 2022 Winter Olympics are scheduled to include a record 109 events over 15 disciplines in 7 sports: biathlon, bobsledding, curling, ice hockey, luge, skating and skiing. The events will take place in and around China's capital, Beijing.
Pillow fighting just got serious. A game you might play with friends or siblings, pillow fighting has entered the combat sport arena. The Pillow Fighting Championship crowned its winners on the 29th of January in Florida. The event saw 16 men and 8 women compete. Most of them are used to mixed martial arts and boxing, but this time they were fighting against each other with a specialized pillow. Looks intense. Definitely not one to try at home.
Music Meister.
This was composed by Tamika in year 11.
Vulture.
Millions of people will be celebrating Chinese New Year, also known as Lunar New Year, at the start of February. It is one of the biggest events of the year for many East and Southeast Asian people, and it will be marked by communities all over the world. People will eat lots of food, enjoy fireworks, wear special clothes, and hang red lanterns to mark the occasion. This year, the celebration will begin on the 1st of February. The reason the New Year falls at this time is because it marks the start of the Lunar New Year, which is when there is the start of a new moon.
Queen's Platinum Jubilee. What's planned for the big day? Buckingham Palace has unveiled the full lineup of celebrations to mark the Queen's Platinum Jubilee this year, including a competition to create a royal pudding, street parties, a concert with some of the world's biggest entertainment stars, a chance to see the Queen's homes, and a spectacular street parade are all included in the plans. It will all end with a special 4-day bank holiday weekend from Thursday 2 to Sunday 5, June 2022. On 6 February, the Queen will have reigned for 70 years. She's the first British monarch to reach the milestone.
Performing platform.
Hi, I'm Bhakti.
And I'm Rade, and we're performing A Cruel Angel's Thesis
from Neon Genesis Evangelion.
A flag makes a man proud, a flag a use for pride, a flag a show of how great you are, but we all know pride is a deadly sin.
Love, you're learning.
Hi, my name is Ekramuddin from 8.1. Welcome to Love, You're Learning. Today I will be talking to you about what I have been learning in drama. We have been learning a story of a refugee boy called Alam. He travels from Africa to London. Alam finds himself in a children's home. We meet Mustafa, his friend, and Sweeney, who bullies him. Looking at the scripts, given circumstances, and we will be applying these when we're staging our scenes. Thank you for listening.
Performing platform.
This is Saren, year 11.
Vulture.
Where does the rainbow flag come from? In July, people will be taking to the streets of London for the annual parade marking London's Pride Festival. The symbol for Pride is a rainbow flag and is used to represent gay people all over the world. These festivals, which started with an event in London in 1972, celebrate the gay community and show support for equal rights for everyone. The flag is flown in cities across the world, and many people wear it as part of their outfits to show their support for the gay community. The Pride flag was created by an American artist and gay rights activist, Gilbert Baker, and first displayed in 1978 to be a symbol for the LGBTQ community. The original design had 8 stripes instead of the 6 normally seen now, and each of its colourful stripes had a meaning.
Being disappointed shows you really care about something. It may sound strange, but feeling disappointed is an important emotion because it involves caring about something that means a lot to you. Not everything can go the way we expect it to. And while disappointments can happen in life, they won't happen all the time. Some things will turn out the way you want them to, and they will be amazing. Laverne Antrobus is a child psychologist. That means she knows a lot about emotions and how they can make people feel or behave. She says, try and stay focused and positive and think about the little things that can get you excited. If it's a personal disappointment, like test results or performance at a sport event, Dr. Radhouse says, if you've tried your best, it's not a failure, it's an opportunity. Nothing is ever a failure if it doesn't work out the way you want it to. It's actually an opportunity for things to move on and develop in a new and exciting way. Disappointments never last forever.
Big up, Step New Orleans Saints.
Shout out!
Who will you shout out for?
A big shout out to 7.1 for getting the most merits in the school. This is really unbelievable because no Year 7 has ever got so many merits. Also, a big shout out to Daniel Wong in 7.1 for getting in 5th place for the most merits in the school and also for the most merits in Year 7.
Thank you for listening to
Step New Orleans Saints Radio,
bringing the community together.